Hey GWA, this is Calibo Cat, and I am brand spanking new to the sub, freshly verified, and I'm actually rather quite nervous. So I figured for my first post, I would start simple and do a questionnaire. So I have chosen CB's Spill It questionnaire. So without further ado, let's get going. Just so you know, you'll hear probably a lot of rambling, and like I said, I'm really nervous. So let's get this party started. Let's see. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike. Well, since considering I'm brand new, I figure I will put myself, like, right in the middle at 5s, because I haven't necessarily had a chance to, create, like, a character for myself. So, let's just go right in the middle, say 5, and just stick with that. What's the story behind your username? Well, it's actually pretty simple. Calibo is a brand of really high-end Belgian chocolate, and I figure, you know, put that with cat, and, you know, chocolate's sexy, cats are sexy, so it just seems to work. So that's that story. How many languages do you speak? What are they? And say something sexy. Well, obviously English. My second language, I know a bit of French. I studied in high school, Je vous t'en prie, you are very welcome, and I also know a little bit of Turkish. Seni çok sexy sen, seni çok sexy sen, you are very sexy. Seni seviyorum, I love you. So I'm not near fluent in any of those languages, but I can kind of hold my own. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Oh my goodness. I don't know if a cartoon counts, but I have been told I remind a lot of people of the 90s character Daria Morgendorfer from the MTV cartoon. Yeah, my persona, my looks and everything, the glasses, I would have to say her. Who knows your secrets? Well, not really many people. I mean, I don't really have that many secrets. I would have to say the stuff I do on here, Reddit, is now my biggest secret, and now you know it. Ah! So, there you go. My GWA persona and my Reddit life is my secret. Bad habits. Oh, dear. I smoke cigarettes. I'm not proud of it. I really need to quit because it's bad for me. And, I have a really, really, really bad monster energy drink addiction. You should see the cans that are piled up in the back of my car. It's absolutely awful. So, yeah. Caffeine and nicotine. It sounds like a Sheryl Crow song. Those are my main two bad habits. I can also be a bit passive-aggressive. And I can hold a grudge like none other. So, I mean, those are things I'm working on, but, you know, none of us are perfect, but, you know, one day at a time. Let's see. The story of losing your virginity. I was 19 years old. I was living in Florida at the time, and I was dating a guy, and it just kind of happened. It wasn't really that great, honestly. We were both each other's firsts, and really none of us knew what we were doing. So, I mean, I guess it's a lot of people have a story similar to that. So, yeah. So, how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? Well, considering I'm single, I don't really go out and hook up really that often. Honestly, maybe once, twice a year if I'm feeling crazy. I know my life is so incredibly vanilla. Myself, I tend to have my little lady time maybe once or twice a week. More if I'm really feeling it. I've discovered that it is like one of the best pre-workouts. I mean, for some reason, a lot of people end up like really tired after they're doing it, but like after I have my little time and I go to the gym, I'm like, I own it. It's like the best pre-workout ever. What is your biggest regret? My biggest regret is probably, probably not moving out when I should have, not saving money. I'm like really bad with money, so I mean, if I would have been a lot more diligent with my money and not be like a crazy spender, I would probably be moved out and on my own in my own place instead of living with others. Because I like to be a really independent person, but considering my spending habits, I honestly can't be. So that would be my biggest regret. What would you choose as your death row meal? My mom makes this really, really good, like, fresh Met that's boiled with cabbage and potatoes. I mean, it sounds really gross, but it's actually really good. So we've already declared that as my last supper. My favorite scent, if it wouldn't be vanilla, like actual vanilla, I love the smell of, I've always had this thing for the smell of my pillow, like ever since I was little. So like my pillow had to have like this certain smell. I can't really describe it, but like every time I have my pillow, I have to smell it, and I mean, it just brings back, you know, memories of childhood and everything. So I'd have to say that. That or like the smell of like a really like clean boy, like clean guy. Like you go up and hug like your guy friend or whatever, and he's like just out of the shower, his clothes are clean, it's just like, ah, oh, awesomeness. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? White tank top, sports bra, and basketball shorts. I know, so sexy. Sexy time nights, I definitely ramp it up a bit. You know, I have a little thing for lingerie, so I have, you know, my silk nighties and all that kind of stuff. So I can definitely change it up if need be. Do you read in bed? No, not really. I mostly just like kind of tinker around on my phone, like on Pinterest or Reddit. Tell us your most recent sexual encounter. Let's see, I had a hookup on Labor Day, and it was actually through Reddit, and I'm just like, why the hell not? I mean, he has itches that need to be scratched, so do I, so I met him at his place, and it was just a really enjoyable time. I mean, these hookups can work as long as, you know, both parties are on the same page, and you know what you're doing. And you know, no means no, you set ground rules, everything's out in the open. And it was actually a really enjoyable time. He was very kind, very sweet. And it was just a pretty good time. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom, I'd have to say unpredictable. Because honestly, even I don't know what I'm gonna do next. Outside the bedroom, I would have to say also unpredictable because, I mean, I'm not necessarily consistent with my moods. I try to be, but you know, like sometimes you never know what's gonna come out of my mouth. Like, I can say the most random shit, and I guess that's the word that's coming to my mind at the moment. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have 5 tattoos, 2 on my feet, 1 on my forearm, 1 on my bicep, and 1 on my back. I'm not going to tell you what those are. piercings, they're all in my ears. I mean, I have a tragus piercing, I have cartilage, I have an industrial, and just two lobe piercings that I'm currently stretching at the moment. So, nothing too crazy. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? I have not. I mean, it is really, really, really difficult to get me to come. And I have to be focused on one specific area in a zone in order to get me to that point. So, yeah, honestly, I've got to be touching it. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? One, like I said before, it's very difficult for me. What is on your sexual bucket list? A threesome with two guys, actually two gay guys. I have a thing for gay men. I have no idea why, but there's just like something about gay men that just like, ugh. They just dress better, they look better, they just, So that would be really hot. Plus, sex in a walk-in refrigerator, just like something about being in cold spaces, just sounds really awesome. And describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Euphoric. I mean, I feel like everything is tightening up, and then there's like a frickin' water cannon that erupts between my legs, and then all of a sudden I just sink like 2 inches, 2-3 inches into the floor. Because usually I'm like laying on the floor during my lady times. So yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So hopefully everything recorded and I don't have to do this again. And so that's kind of an introduction for you guys. And hopefully I will be back with some more recordings. I'll talk to you later. Bye.